Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The DH, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quirk. The throw from Fisk to Burleson and they have Quirk trapped. The throw over to Perez, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. McRae reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun, who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hurdle for the double play. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore misplays the ball. That's an error on Sizemore. Akins moves to third. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Way then for the double play. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Rice reaches second base with a double. Marty Patton now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Perez moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson is walked intentionally. Jerry Remy pinch hits for Ted Sizemore. Gary Christensen now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Hobson moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Remy now playing second base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Rice moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Renny Martin now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Perez moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Perez trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Fisk moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Akins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Waithen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waithen is 0-for-3 in the game. Waithen takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.